My name's Rebecca Bell. I'm the marketing coordinator here for the Teeling Whiskey Company and Teeling Distillery. So basically in charge of coordinating events and new product development, social media, that kind of thing. Anything nice and marketing related for Teeling Whiskey.
Can you give us a bit of a background about Teeling Whiskey Distillery and the history?
Mm-hmm. So the Teeling Whiskey Company was founded in 2012 by Jack Teeling in an effort to bring kind of an independent voice back to distilling here in Ireland. The Teeling Whiskey Company then moved into the distillery here in March and started producing whiskey for the first time in Dublin in over 125 years, rejuvenating and reviving the tradition of Dublin distilling here in the city. So to date, we've had over 10,000 visitors in the short time that we've been open, so it's been very successful so far. Basically, the Teelings first had a distillery here back in the late 1700s on Marrowbow Lane, so literally a stone's throw away from where we currently are here in Newmarket. And Jack and Stephen's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Walter Teeling, would have had a distillery here, a small distillery here. So the family have always really been linked to the area and have always then wanted to come back and basically set up a distillery and, you know, revive a tradition that's long been here in Dublin, but also in their family. So the Teelings have been involved in whiskey production for over 200 years, and this is kind of, I suppose, the latest installment of Teelings in the whiskey industry.
And the production takes place here in this building?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're sitting here in the front entrance, near the front entrance in the cafe, in the visitor centre space. But in the back, all of our whiskey is produced. We have three pot stills producing as we speak. And we've the capacity for about 500,000 litres a year as well.
What is going on Culture Night here?
So lots and lots going on for Culture Night here. Unfortunately, for anyone looking to come to the distillery on Culture Night, we're all sold out. So we've over 200 people coming, so we're delighted and really looking forward to welcoming everyone to the distillery here. So when people arrive, we have a little surprise for them. And I won't go into any more details there, but safe to say there'll be something nice and tasty waiting for them when they arrive. And then people will be guided through our exhibition space and up into the distillery itself. So people will be able to see the actual whiskey making process from start to finish. And then it'll finish with a small batch tasting. So the small batch tasting is our flagship product. And basically our tour guides will take each of our Culture Night visitors through the process of whiskey making and then what goes into our flagship product, a small batch blend. So lots going on. There'll be good music, loads of cocktails at the bar as well for anyone who wants to indulge in an extra drink, and we're just really looking forward to it. It's free for the tour and the sampling of the small batch. So we've just been inundated with requests and had to kind of limit then the amount that we could take. So we kind of capped it at 200. And due to the success, I suppose, of the promotion and the support we've got from Culture Night, we were able to completely sell out. So we have about 200 people coming in and they'll each get to do fully guided tour and have a tasting then at the end, and then they can kind of linger around if they want to get a couple of other drinks at the bar. We'll have a selection of special drinks as well available, or if they want to do another tasting, taste some of our other products again, that'll all be available at the bar. So loads going on here at the Teeling Distillery.
And they will go on until what time?
I think we're planning to kick off about 6 p.m. and then goes on till 11 p.m. we'll be kind of close the doors and make sure everyone gets home safely.
After Culture Night, so what are your plans or what's coming up next?
So lots going on here at the Teeling Whiskey Distillery. I suppose we've had a great amount of promotion on the back of Culture Night. So we have loads and loads of bookings in the run-up to Christmas. We also have lots of really cool events planned in for Christmas, and details will kind of follow as we confirm things in. But generally, we are just excited to keep welcoming visitors and making sure that people are aware that we're here in Newmarket in Dublin 8, and that we are, you know, the only working distillery in the city and offering such a unique visitor centre attraction.
Talking about Newmarket, What kind of history or background does it have?
Yeah, so Newmarket really is, obviously, as I said, it's in the Liberties. So the Liberties gets its name by the fact that it was outside of the city wall limits. So really the people living here were at liberty to do whatever it is they chose to do. So lots of different industries kind of set up. So tanners, distilleries, breweries, lots of textile industries and that kind of thing set up here in the Liberties. And at one stage where we are here in Newmarket, there was 37 distilleries located around the area within just a stone's throw of where we are in the distillery here. So really it was a huge area for whiskey production. And just to note as well that as an example of that, George Rowe's distillery, I suppose a forgotten distiller, he would have been located just literally 5 minutes walk from the distillery here. And at one point, he was the biggest distiller, and his distillery was the biggest distillery in the whole of Europe, so producing a colossal amount of whiskey. So really, this area would have been very, very prominent with regards to Dublin whiskey production. And we're just delighted that we can be here now to revive that tradition.